am I coming out? Am I being broadcast on the radio? It's the Megastore Kids, it's December, how's it going? Okay, lots of stuff to do tonight. We've got, we've got to turn it down.
The Carpet Megastore.
Technical problems. I've got some headphones on now, so I can hear what's going on. Thank goodness. We better pick a track to go on. I love this break. Yeah, we're playing What's the Opposite Of game this evening. So, tech show with just a thing, the name of a thing, and we'll tell you what opposite of it is. For example, the opposite of a wooden spoon. Might be a set of alloy wheels, we don't know for sure, but it's Christmas special right here. Sometimes at the bottom of it, there's a load of, like just random kind of poetry and words and text and stuff. Well, I've collected some of the crappiest of that together. So if you hear some random nonsensical poetry, it's out of my junk mail spams, okay?
another planet, another girl, another planet.
Microphone, check that one.
One, two.
There you are. Business.
Another planet. Who's holding you down? Another planet.
Opposite of game. Now then, like I was saying, the opposite of a wooden spoon could be plastic, could be alloy hubcaps, couldn't it? Like a wooden spoon, opposite of that. Could be Teflon, like a frying pan, space age frying pan with Teflon on it. But, Gail, do you remember the best one we came up with yesterday for wooden spoon?
I do remember that actually.
Go on then, what's the opposite of a wooden spoon?
It's a plastic thorny flower growing in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, man, that is the opposite of a wooden spoon. So, yeah, if you know what the opposite of a job is, or a Skelectrix, or Sellotape, or Christmas, or a Zorb, you know those big rubber bouncy balls that people bounce around inside? What's the opposite of one of those?
What could be the opposite of that?
Text the show. What's the number, Gail? What's the text number?
Text number is 07856-522-552. I'll say that again.
Say it again.
07856-522-552. Text the show.
Okay, texts cost the same amount as they cost you to text anyone else. It's just a phone. It's not like, there's no strings, catches, or wires, because it's cordless. Portable phone. Text the show. This is, Human League. Instrumental. It's cool, isn't it? Okay, so it's the Christmas special. Are you excited about Christmas?
No.
Okay, that's the end of the Christmas special. Now we'll just have the December edition of the Carpet Megastore right here. Okay, let's review the year then. How was your year?
My year? Can't really remember an awful lot of it. I had an operation on my leg.
Oh, right.
And I went crazy from the stuff that they give you to knock you out.
What, the drugs?
I woke up all completely hyper.
You went crazy on drugs?
Went crazy on drugs. Great.
Wow. That sounds like a brilliant year.
That's a review of my year.
Okay, well done. Mine's
what did
been,
you do this year?
I've sat around at home pretending to make an album. But I've played a lot of solitaire and I've got a really good score now on Spider Solitaire. 9 wins in a row. Come on, can you beat it? Oh, I kept the microphone up then when I was talking to Johnny.
impression.
Just because I took the headphones off doesn't mean that. I bury my head in the sand. And no one can see me. Wait, I'll just turn you up. What do you say?
Just turn it off now while you're talking.
Okay. Talk to Jeff soon, and Jeff's going to pick us a track to play or something he's been listening to lately, and stuff like that. I'll do a vinyl in a minute. I'm going to play some vinyl pretty soon, and we're going to go to a track. Okay, the next track, Gail, this is part of your Christmas present. The next song is part of your Christmas present, so you better listen.
I think I'm liking Christmas even more now.
It's not the Christmas special anymore, but this is part of your Christmas present. So you're still allowed to be excited. I found it on the internet yesterday. Yeah, the next song is by a band called Grelch. So here's to you, Grelch. Thanks for making this song.
Relationship, and I know that I was too firm with my grip. I never meant for you to fear me. All I wanted was for you to endear me. Can you forgive and forget the feelings you had for me the day we met? Dear Harold, please. Dear Mr. Harold Bishop, please, Mr. Harold Bishop. Dear Mr. Harold Bishop, please, Mr. Harold Bishop.
You're that cunt.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming here. Your name's not Dan, you're not coming here. Your name's not Dan, not tonight.
This is an unofficial remix of Klaxons by South Central. Apparently the band or the record company aren't into this mix.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in.
But the mega story is, so we'll play it anyway. Sorry, sorry about the technical pop-ups. We tried to play a record, but we're going to play it in a minute. It's going to be fine.
Dan, you're not coming in.
Don't trudge mud into the house of love. Time flies. Tempus fugit. Love is blind, girls will be girls, never put off till tomorrow, what you can do the day after tomorrow. Wide ears and a short tongue are the best. Not everything is what it appears to be. This, that and the other. Kill not the golden goose that lays the golden egg. Practice makes perfect. Stupid is as stupid does. Good things come to those who wait. No news is good news. Because then you're a mile away and you have his shoes. Don't mend what ain't broken. Health is better than wealth. There's always a deep breath before a plunge. Little things please little minds. He who dies with the most toys is nevertheless still dead. Stitch in time will save the crap pitcher from going longest to the well. Pray for the best. Prepare for the worst. The early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. If something could go wrong, it will. Same shit, different day. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Golf.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming here.
Golf is a good walk, spoiled. According to the internet, spam mail, poetry.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming here. Your name's not Dan, not tonight.
You're listening to the Carpet Mega Store, yeah. You're listening to the Carpet Mega Store on radio.
Johnny Van Dyke. Geburtstag hast.
Okay, Johnny, this is part of your Christmas.
Bin ich bei dir zu Gast.
Okay, last year we were on tour. Me and Johnny was helping us out on tour, and we did the
Johnny,
Steve Lamacq Christmas special. In November, we recorded it like Bogus Live, go out on the Christmas special on Christmas Day. But it's Johnny's birthday on Christmas Day. And it was the first time I ever saw Johnny on his birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this song is German, but she's saying, Johnny, when's your birthday? So this is going out to all the little baby Jesuses who have their birthday on Christmas Day. Betsy's dad. There's other ones, I'm sure. So yeah, if you're fed up of not getting Christmas presents and birthday presents, this track's for you. Happy birthday, John.
Geburtstag hält. Johnny.
In so far on the opposite of okay, Jam is playing.
Johnny, wenn du geburt,
but when's your birthday, John?
And
Jam says, I reckons the opposite of Skelextric is the outside toilet of an Algerian nunnery. Could be, we don't know for sure. And they also reckon that the opposite of a Zorb is the uneasy silence of a dullard. Sounds like me. Thanks for the text, though. Appreciating it. Get your opposite ofs in here. Or if you want us to tell you what the opposite of something is, then get on the text now. Found on the internet. This is the Toxic Avengers, Kiss in the Remix. I think they might be from France. I told you I'd play it. It's banging. It's the Megastore. Check the mic there, Jeff.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, we're in business. We'll let this track play out, then we're going to talk to Jeff.
Slay.
07856 522 552. And if you want your band played on the Megastore, give us a MySpace or something. Give us a text, come on. This fantastic band did us an ad on the old Carpet Megastore MySpace. Friends and that. And now they're here, we're making them famous and rich. What do you reckon to the track, Jeff? Oh, it's top, isn't it? It's the Toxic Avengers, man. Check them out.
Hello, how are you doing, Ed?
Yeah,
I'm perfectly good, perfectly good.
Pretty good, I've got over my cold a bit better now.
Yes?
Yeah, it seems to, I've snotted it all out into the dustbins.
Ah, that's always good news, Ed, it's always good news.
Still there a little, look.
Yes, man, Ed, I really enjoyed your show last Friday. It's
thanks loads
wicked.
For dancing on Can't Stop the Pop.
It's always a pleasure, man. What can you say? You can't really stop the pop.
You can't stop the pop.
No one can ever really stop the pop. And the Three Hoes, what are you talking about, man?
Fantastic.
One of the best bands of Bristol, in my opinion. I'm not joking.
I've seen them for a little while.
Yeah, they really amazed me with their new stuff as well.
They're recording a new album now.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah,
all sorts of craziness come over me, like as if in a black swarming cloud.
What swarming black cloud of craziness is going on?
Well, I met my supposedly really obsessive fan one night, which is quite a funny story.
Okay, when was that? What's all that about?
I found out that I've got this really obsessive female fan called Sonia.
Fantastic.
And I was told this by her ex-boyfriend.
Ooh, that sounds a bit dangerous to me.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of an incident happened when we were out at a club night.
Right.
Where she was there with her current boyfriend. One minute she'd be hard-tonguing her current boyfriend, next minute she was feeling me up.
Oh dearie, missus. Is that Red Sonja?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And then I was talking to her ex-boyfriend again at the Blood Arm gig the other week.
Right, yeah.
Which was quite possibly the most hottest I've ever seen in Louisiana. And he was going, yeah, it's got to a point where basically wherever she sees you in the room, she texts me. Going, oh my god, he's in the same room as me, what the hell should I do?
You've got the power there, Jeff, you've got the power.
I know, it's just craziness. Apparently I've also been photographed for some nightlife magazine, have got me on the front cover.
Well, you know, if I had a lifestyle magazine, you know, you'd be my cover star most of the time, I would imagine. It stands to reason, it makes sense. Is it a Bristol nightlife
thing? Yeah. Apparently it's just a free thing which you can pick up at various places like Soho Bar and a few shops like Repo Cycle, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently there's quite a classy photo of me doing like a club pose.
That doesn't quite work on radio.
Apparently quite a good one of me gurning, apparently.
A gurner,
caught
Jeff,
in the middle of kind of ridiculous dance moves.
I've got to go out and get score myself a copy of that magazine.
Yeah, I got stopped about 15 times last night by people going, oh, you're famous, you're on the front cover of this magazine.
Yeah, man.
And then I had to keep on this. I also got 15-year-old schoolgirls on my MySpace invading my MySpace board going, yeah, you're famous now, fame and all that kind of stuff. I was like, what?
Were you at the Shambles gig last night?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. I was there because I was on the guest list for the first band, the Wombats.
Okay, yeah.
Who I saw play down the cooler on Saturday, and they are really, really, really good. Kind of, it's really hard to describe them. It's kind of like Hot Club to Paris meets Pulp.
Okay, well.
If you know that kind of thing. They were really, really good. It wasn't as quite as enjoyable as the gig I went to the night before that, though. I went to see Skindred at the Academy too.
Oh, man! They're metal, aren't they?
Yeah, ragged metal. But,
isn't that...
Benji.
Benji used to be in Double War and all that stuff. From Newport, I believe.
One of my icons. And,
Mentalists are really mental.
Yeah. The main support band were this absolutely amazing group called the Dub Trio, who are from New York.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, how the fuck am I going to sum this up, actually? It was like a cross between King Tubby, Primus and Mr. Bungle.
Dangerous.
It was like, wow.
I heard some, you know that show we did on Friday?
Yes.
I heard Too Many Puppies by Primus. Played that. I hadn't heard that for 500 years.
Fucking mental, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Basically, so, weird for me, some of the Prime Minister.
Have you brought a track for us to play?
Yes, I've brought a track of my favourite album. It's off the debut album by a guy called Lupin Creek. And Lupin Creek is basically this really kind of psychedelic-y, dark, twisted folk singer-songwriter. He kind of sings quite a lot about rape and about kind of general dehumanisation of people, and this tune's just absolutely amazing.
Sounds brightly
engaged. It's called Black Candles, but it's just everything about it I just love.
It's coming up, 6.5 seconds. Black Candles by?
Black Candles by Lupin Creek.
Jeff, you're a star. Cheers, man. Cheers.
Lights are out, but I am not afraid. What's with that? What's with that? I remember a time when the lights were out and I was so afraid. I miss that. I miss that. We've grown like fathers. Just a place on our own. I hope they never find you. This place is not for you. The math is backwards, words that will perplex. Saying as it goes is often kept. For reasons we would like to rhyme, and rhymes we'd rather sing, but that, as they say, ain't why we're here.
Don't light your candles for the dead. It's us they cry for. It's us they left. Your broken heart is like a prize. Your broken heart lets you know that you're alive. We'll be right back.
me just turn the microphone up and put my headphones on. Forget yourself. Oh, turn that one up too high. It's all right. I've got control. Look. So, yeah, what are we talking about? What's the opposite of?
What's the opposite of scalextric?
Okay. Let's have a little think about this. Okay.
I reckon it's like a clockwork. Like a clockwork, because it's not electric, is it? So it's the opposite of electric. Clockwork, huge thing. Clockwork elephant. Like the one that was in London.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Like it. So let's think, right, it's got cars on and a road and it's miniaturised and electrified.
And it goes round and round.
And it goes round and round and round and round and round and round and round, round. So, like, could it be a worm, yeah, that you'd cut all the way down and then rolled it out and it was the size of a football pitch and lots of people went underneath it and lifted it up and ran around with it?
It could be.
We don't know for sure. It could be.
It's a nice thing you get for Christmas. Could be a nasty thing you get for Christmas.
So like
a flu.
The flu. Whoa, the flu. And what, a blowhole?
A lump of coal.
A lump of coal.
A lump of coal.
Scare electric. Lump of coal. It's pretty opposite, that. So what, we got any more opposites going on here?
All that Zorb thing.
That big bouncy Zorb thing for bouncing down mountains.
It's a big round thing. What about a small square? What about a die? Look at that, getting my singulars right there.
Dungeons and Dragons.
One die. Or a square skillet. What do you cooking on?
Is that one of those things that's got grooves on?
Yeah. That's one.
Okay, so you might cook a fish on it or something.
Yeah.
Is it for griddling?
Griddles. Scotch pancakes.
Oh man, Scotch pancake, opposite of a Zorb.
Or could it be, it's like something you go in to have fun, isn't it?
Jam said it was the uneasy silence of a dullard. I'm liking that. I think that may be what the opposite of a Zorb, maybe. But we don't know for sure. It could be.
If you're having fun in it, what about something you don't really have fun in?
I think it could be the physical feeling when you're really depressed and you actually feel it in your body.
Oh.
It might be that.
Like in your tummy.
Yeah, like a knot in your tummy. It could be the same as you get absorbing. I saw Jackie Chan in Flight of the Condor go down the side of a mountain in a Zorb. And like, man, I want to... Don't you just want to get in a Zorb and go into town and bounce all over people's cars and stuff? Fantastic.
Down Park Street. Brilliant. Yeah.
What's the opposite of Park Street?
City Road.
Something dry. Something dry.
Mulholland Drive. These are both kind of posh and exclusive, aren't they?
City Road, Park City.
Oh, yeah, hearing that.
But it's still a road, though, so it's not quite opposite.
Accidentally driving into the sea. On a Big Dipper. You're on a Big Dipper, right? And it comes off, and you accidentally go into the sea. It's the opposite of Park Street. Yeah, text the show. It's 07856, is that right?
522-552.
Oh man, we're learning it. Okay, so the opposite of opposite of a Zorb, man. Opposite of a Zorb. I've got something coming. See, Johnny reckons he knows what the opposite of a Zorb is.
What does Johnny say?
Hey, Johnny, talk with your hands. Not that kind of talk. Wise guy. It's the opposite of a Zorb. Could be... I am Maiden. Just think, Lucozade advert, 1980s, Daley Thompson. He's about to go over the hurdles. He has his Lucozade. Go, Daley. Go, Daley. He's going to win. Oh, yeah. busting poetry over Maiden here. But Paul Di'Anno does too much bloody singing, doesn't he? Where's the guitar solo so I can do my poems? Danny Thompson's still winning, he's still winning. It's only 200 metres though, he should have won ages. Look. A wild Sunday start. Mobile or radio, tonight it's a football. Whose no is Peter Schrager's last power rankings? For studies, how to appeal against. Needed, says Roger Otter. We're headed of cash how. Freebies events welcome. Yet or heat some. Divorce a between client. Sherry Miller, daily golfer John Daly. Back Anthony Thomas. Allowance of security and employment. Life bottom attorney Randy a fisherman. That's my favourite line. Life bottom attorney Randy a fisherman. Do measuring the up average guy's income and financial habits in Finland Helsinki facts. Life bottom attorney Randy a fisherman. Look big in arm or bat put your. Shows best damn speed across. Video of madness, of roundup hits. You got the next page, girl.
Mobile or radio tonight? It's a football.
It's a football.
Shows Sports Fox enters it. Himself, viewer of Holy Spouse, any human mate ever could. Kind subscribe, university. Rancid of pack.
Rancid of pack, that's a good line.
Other saline silicon Brazilian butt gummy bear win.
Brazilian butt gummy bear?
Other saline silicon Brazilian butt gummy bear win.
It's not just any old gummy bear win.
Beyonce, Josh Turner, Bologna in rancid pack.
In rancid pack.
Data crew of one, a Bob Marley rocks. Ladies sign up. Gents, ladies, have ever wanted his bigger breasts? Bowling for soup. It's free or unlimited, totally is by you. Watch hundreds of. Terry Clark, Ludacris, She Daisy bowling for soup is Hinder Kelly. She rests in inside summary, post in their profiles then. Women even look into check. Meet us login featured. Breasts couldn't afford expensive costs.
Here breasts is. Can afford expensive costs.
Breasts couldn't afford expensive costs, oh. I'll have you know.
I made a mistake.
Here is earn, learn.
Here is earn, learn. Ah, oh, never a truer statement. Here is earn, learn. Look, mobile or radio tonight, it's a football. Daley Thompson's going to win. Yeah, John, just fake this bollocks out. I'm just soloing away now. Dead is one. Here we go. Here's the tune you've been waiting for. Here it is. This is it, kids. Get your pod patches out on this. Yeah, don't beat. It's the Carpet Mega Store. Everybody. And that means you and you. And you at the back. Yeah, everybody. Knows it.
Your body right.
Yeah, buddy.
Back streets back. Alright.
Hey. Now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
I want to big up. I'm playing in Newport on Saturday night, South Wales, at the Meze Lounge. That's the 9th of December. I'm back. And I'm back on Stokes Croft at a new club. Used to be called Casablanca, but it's moving, it's changing. It's going to be called Clockwork on the 16th of December. It's a Saturday night. And it's the Carpet Megastore unofficial Christmas party. Cuban Brothers are playing. I'm playing, and it's like a big party night. 16th, Clockwork, Bristol, Stokes Croft. Then on the 21st, that's a Thursday, gonna be at The Point in Cardiff. Hugh Stevens, Rob the Bank, lots of bands, Inflatable Church, carol singing. Apparently I'm gonna be in the pantomime. 21st. I'm gonna be Buttons, apparently. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I am. See, I haven't quite got my panto head on yet.
The Carpet Megastore.
Everything you want from a store and a little bit
Christmas.
Celebration. Something that's not a celebration.
Mexican Day of the Dead.
It's a celebration.
Zombie movie.
Stillborn child.
Ooh. Is the opposite of Christmas.
Yeah.
A stillborn. Oh dear, that's dark side. Move on. Okay, let's sod that one. What's the opposite of having a job?
Being on a dog, innit? Watching telly.
Yeah, watching telly. Countdown.
Oh, countdown.
Countdown. Or Neighbours early edition, midday edition.
Nice doctors.
Richard and Judy. Oh, they're late now. They're late nowadays. Opposite of a job.
Well,
ambition.
Oh, nice. What about a job as in, you know...
A toilet job.
Yeah.
Oh.
An enema. Stick up your bum.
A money enema.
A money enema. Then that's money still coming in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe come now. Maybe you suck up shit and poo out money. That's the opposite of a job. We don't know for sure. Okay, I'm going to sing a song in a minute, and because there's loads of people here, can you all just go yeah at the end of the song?
Yeah.
Like that, but at the end of the song, as if I hadn't told you to do it. So yeah, new song, and I just kind of made it up recently. Oh, let's whack it up. Let's whack the volume up. It's kind of punk.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling this. Oh. Here we go.
I didn't get a wink of sleep. Worrying about the coming week. Think I got RSI. From picking up the telephone and telling a lie. The truth is pretty bleak. After 40 hours a week, the amount I might get paid. Is it any surprise that you can hear me say, I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go, I'm not going in.
It's karaoke.
There's something wrong with my throat. Doctor, please give me a sick note, cause I need daytime TV to aid my recovery. I must have caught a cold off someone. I've got a bad case of the runs. I'm breaking out in a sweat, and I gotta take my cat to the vet. But I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go, I'm not going in. Can you cover for me? I'll be back in on Monday and I'll be employee of the month. The first one in, always working through lunch. I haven't even had a shower. And to get to work takes nearly an hour. I'm nearly out of bed. But we're out of tea bags and we're out of bread. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go, I'm not going in.
Gonna sit here, go back to sleep, have lovely dreams. Snooze the fucking alarm clock.
I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. Today, I wanna go. You can pay me now. You can pay me now. I ain't going in. I'm not going in. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna go to work today. I don't wanna go, I'm not going in.
Oh, check out the Shooby Doop Doobies in this track. This is The Attractions.
Oh, I like the name.
your mind.
There's a new girl in the neighborhood. I wanna say she sure looks good. They say she's got a smile bright as the stars above. Introduce me to her. Oh, I just gotta get next to her. Some way, somehow, I gotta meet her. 'Cause I'm looking for a love too.
This is called New Girl in Town. The other day I was moving my gran.
She's looking for me.
We were moving granny from Cambridgeshire to the Midlands to some secure housing. And she'd bought loads of boxes of chocolates. She's the new girl in town, do you get it? That's the link. She bought boxes of chocolates for her, like, Meals on Wheels people who come out and help her out.
Sweet little girl.
Well, they haven't got any wheels, but like Meals on Legs. And then we'd helped her move house and everything. And then this parcel turns up the other day. And there were the boxes of Choc Terry's, all gold, that she'd forgotten to give to her helpers. She gave to us because we were her helpers, really. She's the new girl in town. But anyway, I was thinking like Christmas and stuff.
Tell me you're looking good, baby.
I remembered a few years ago, I bought my brother a Cool Keith Sex Style album for Christmas. And, Granny, bless her, picked it up off the front room table. And she looks at the cover and goes, Cool Keith Sex Style. And she flips it over and starts reading the track listing. I'm sitting there going, oh, Granny, you put it down. And she goes, oh, intro? Sex style. Don't crush it. Make up your mind. Sly we fly. Plastic world. Stuck on pussy drive.
Dr. Octagon. Paramedic fetus of the east. With
regular girl. The Mac is back. What's he like? Still the best. In your face. Lick my ass. And I was thinking, what? Here she is, 85. Saying lick my ass, and I realised old school ass is a donkey, isn't it? It was okay.
Your insurance is high.
So bless her. So this one's going out to my gran. This is Dr. Octagon.
Blue flowers. Blue flowers. Blue flowers. Growing by the pond. It's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more? Holding bags on down right from the hospital. It's a patient that's work to keep the germs off the turf. Cybernetic microscopes and metal antidotes. Two telescopes that magnifies eyes of a roach. Decomputers to cup a coffee planet with my hand and astral planet detached. Turn on rare foggers. Cut the light on the kid and turn the bright on. Supersonic waves combine and burn his brain waves. I see the mascot of evil. He's not Knievel. Shakespeare's gone. Don't even think about it.
Splits back at ours after,
yes. As I go into the park, I see blue flowers, draining green, about the pond, blue flowers.
Thanks for listening to the show, kids.
It's totally raining green.
We're going to be back. back in the new year with some more Megastore action.
I smell the bees and the birds.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blue flowers.
I'm gonna put a new EP out in about February time.
Aspects of life.
I'm gonna do a pop video. And I'm gonna go and do a little tour. February. February. Okay, extra special Christmas song just to send everyone away with a good, good feeling. Okay, it's coming up. Last track of the Megastore year. We've had 6 months. This is our 6 month anniversary. We've done 6 months of pure radio. Let me show you something. So this is our Christmas song. Our gift to you from the store. Here it goes.
Yeah.
It's a Venom Christmas, kids. This is Black Metal by Venom from like 1981. Happy Christmas from Kronos, Abaddon, and Mantis from Newcastle. It's Venom. Listening to the radio. want to wish you Christmas as well? They've grown up now, those boys. Whoa, massive they are. Hey, hey! Wants to know what the playlist is, drop us a line and I'll tell you. I'll figure it out. I'm not always too sure what these songs I'm gonna play, but if you want to know, I might be able to help. We don't know for sure. The Carpet Megastore is the opposite of GWRFM. MTV and all of that satellite stuff was around in space. Keeping it real on the internet. On the internet radio. We've had a nice cup of tea. We've had a lovely time. Thanks to Trinity. We'll see you soon.